Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Jim McGovern, I guess the first thing I want to talk to you about is when Congress goes into one of these terrible fights over policy, the Democrats, who are now in the minority, would like to introduce certain things to facilitate discussion or even voting. And the Republicans have been changing the rules. And I saw Chris Van Hollen doing something on the floor on YouTube. I thought everybody ought to look at it. Can you explain what this is all about?
Well, as one who sits on the Rules Committee, I've watched with great frustration as the Republicans have kind of rigged the rules, and not only in their favor, but to prevent any meaningful debate or any meaningful votes on keeping the government open. We are now operating under what we call a martial law rule, which means that they can bring anything up at any time without giving us any notice. All the bills that they've brought to the floor have been brought up under a closed rule, so you can't amend them. You just have to vote up or down on them, and then they've limited motions to be able to bring up certain bills to the majority leader, in this case Republican Eric Cantor, or his designee, and prevented the minority, meaning the Democrats, from being able to, for example, bring up the Senate bill to keep the government open. So this whole process has really been quite astonishing in how closed it's been. And, we hear people talk about regular order. Well, regular order is that everybody gets a chance to, express their views. And they have totally shut that down, totally. And it's process, so it's not as sexy as some of the other stuff that's being talked about. But it has great meaning. It's preventing us from keeping this government open.
Let's go from that to John Boehner, who is really, we used to play a game called Saluji or Monkey in the Middle, and throw the ball over your head, you try to catch it. So he's in a very rough spot, isn't he? I mean, even the Democrats know that if he goes, that Cantor and Ryan are next up probably. Right.
Well, look, I have always given John Boehner the benefit of the doubt. I know him, and I remember when he was reasonable. But at some point, you become part of the problem. And I think at this point, it's fair to say he's part of the problem. I'm not willing to give him the benefit of the doubt anymore, or I don't preface my remarks by saying he's a reasonable guy anymore, because, quite frankly, over these last few weeks, he has not been. And, today we're going to bring up not a Senate compromise, but another Republican, concoction, which is going nowhere and moves us closer to defaulting on our debt. So, when you're the Speaker of the House, you're not just the Speaker of the Republicans. You're the Speaker of the entire House, and you need to put country ahead of party. And I'm really disappointed that Boehner has not seemed to been able to find the guts. I think that's probably the right word, to actually stand up to a minority in his party. This extreme right wing that's waving Confederate flags in front of the White House, and saying such incendiary and unhelpful things. He needs to stand up to them and tell them enough. And we need to move this country forward, and we begin by reopening the government and not defaulting on our debt.
Well, there's so many questions to ask you, Jim McGovern, but I guess, and I'm so glad you're willing to talk to us straight out about this, but why in the world is Boehner, everybody wants to know, who has more moderates in his party than the 30 Tea Party types, why is he going the way that he is and bending to them?
Yeah, I think he's afraid of losing his speakership. Maybe that's part of the reason. But, the one thing that I've learned over the years is that when you give in to bullies, and that's what I think some of this Tea Party group in the House are, they're bullies. When you give in to bullies, they just continue to bully you. You don't solve problems, you just create more and more problems. It is totally unreasonable for any political party to shut down the government and use that as leverage to get something. It is totally unreasonable for any political party to even hint that we will default on our financial obligations in order to get something. That is to go down that road is a bad precedent that we should not we shouldn't go there. And Speaker Boehner really, this is one of these moments where he needs to stand up. Today is Tuesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Thursday we default. And as we're running out of time, the Senate has process rules too that could delay any vote in the Senate until the weekend. I mean, we are running out of time. This is enough of the politicking. He ought to be sitting down with Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell, at least in the Senate. You get the Republicans and Democrats talking, you know, and the White House, and get beyond this. This is not complicated, and I am stunned that we have a group in this House of Representatives that thinks it's perfectly okay to shut the government down and perfectly okay to default on our debt.
Not exactly a profile in courage on Boehner's
part. No, I'm amazed by his lack of courage. This is a man who spent a lot of years in the House of Representatives. I know he has great respect for this institution, but he's not demonstrating that respect by behaving the way he is.
Okay, so now the Senate, as you just said, comes up with a plan. Sounds reasonable, but they've done that before. They send it to the House. Then what happens?
Well, here's my thinking. I think if the Republicans and Democrats in the Senate can come to an agreement and the White House signs off on it and the Senate passes it, I think the pressure builds on Boehner to at least schedule that for a vote.
And if he does schedule it for a vote,
I think I think it passes. Now, he's got, we found out that last night Ted Cruz, had a meeting at this restaurant called Tortilla Coast down the street from the Capitol with all the kind of the right-wing members of the Republican conference. And so they were strategizing and basically saying that they're going to be against any Senate compromise. Boehner had a meeting this morning with his Republicans and to talk about what's going on. And again, rather than cooperating with the Senate, what we're being told is he's going to come up with another bill that, quite frankly, is dead on arrival.
But just because it's so important that we understand this, why does Boehner lose his speakership if there are more moderate Republicans than right-wing Republicans?
Well, I think the concern is that a lot of these moderate Republicans who are, quite frankly, very, very quiet right now, are afraid of getting a primary from the right. And, I think I may have told you this before. When I was in college, I interned for George McGovern, no relation, but one of my heroes. And I remember when I got elected to Congress, I said, what's the advice you can give me to be a good member of Congress? He said, I'll give you the same advice that was given to me. And that is, if you want to be a good member of Congress, you have to get over the fear of losing an election. Because if that's all you worry about, you're never going to be good to anybody. And I think one of the problems here is you have a lot of kind of nervous Nellies on the other side of the aisle who are, panicked that the extreme right wing turns out in primaries and the more moderate wing of the Republican Party does not. And so they're all vulnerable, and I think they don't want to lose their seats. I get it. Nobody wants to lose their seat. But on the other hand, if we go beyond Thursday without resolving this, or at least having, a resolution like within clear sight, you're going to ruin this economy. I mean, already you have countries all over the world, kind of scratching their heads in disbelief that the greatest democracy in the world is unstable. China is sending messages to to countries all over the world saying, the days of the United States being kind of the center of the global economy need to come to an end because you can't depend on them. So the repercussions of defaulting on our debt are extreme and they are significant. They're going to affect people's 401ks, their pension plans. I mean, on and on and on. Not to mention slowing down economic growth. So the idea that we're having this debate, this is a manufactured crisis. This is not real. This is kind of a self-inflicted wound that certain members of Congress have brought upon this country. This is crazy, and we need to get beyond this and get back to regular order where you do hearings and you vote on bills and you have conference committees and you then pass those bills and you send them to the White House for a signature. We have to go back to getting this government running again.
It's always great to talk to Jim McGovern, Massachusetts 2nd District Democrat. Jim, thanks for doing this. When we come back the next time, I'm going to want to talk to you about how's immigration going?
Well, that's a good question. I look forward to talking to you about that.